Good morning, my friends, and welcome to this special time together on the power of positive purpose. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont. This morning, let's explore the principle of the now in action. The Zen of our teaching in New Thought is the realization that yesterday's over, tomorrow's not here now. In truth, it's all there is. Now is the time to demonstrate the beautiful within our heart and mind and allow it to be the wonder of our way. The waking up period, when we begin to celebrate the now, see the now from a greater understanding of self, happens when we make a choice to enhance our consciousness, therefore enhance our life, because that's the way you do it. You start from the truth of you, and then allow that truth to begin to contemplate the truth of your world. Change your thinking, change your life. This is an old, old teaching. It's one that has been true throughout the universe, throughout the age. In Isaiah 26:3, it says, "Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee." Where's your mind today, my friends? Are you celebrating the best of yourself, your talent, your opportunity to express more and more of yourself? Or are you looking for negative experience to manifest in the same old, same old, same old way? Change your mind, change your life, change your consciousness, change your experience, enhance your consciousness, enhance your life. It was Henry David Thoreau who said, "All that man can say or do that can possibly concern mankind is, in some shape or other, to tell the story of his love, to sing as if he is fortunate and keeps alive, he will be forever in love. This alone is to be alive to the extremities. It is such a pity that this divine creature should ever suffer from cold feet. A still greater pity that the coldness so often reaches his heart." My friends, do not let any nonsense in your world tell you how to feel, because in truth, there is something within you that is greater than anything you are moving through. In the biblical story, Jacob cheats his brother out of his birthright, and he deceives his father. Fearing his brother's wrath, Jacob runs away. And at night, what happens? He dreams of a ladder descending from heaven to earth with angels upon it. And God stands at the top of the ladder and tells Jacob great things about his descendants. Now, at first, Jacob is frightened because God has spoken directly to him. "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not," he says. But over time, Jacob reconciles with his brother and comes to know God so deeply that his greatness is realized. God is always in this place, but often we don't know it. We know it not, as it said. It is when we begin to recognize divine companionship and divine guidance by allowing ourselves to evolve into a greater understanding of wisdom, and then allowing that wisdom to guide us, enhance our consciousness, and allow our enhanced consciousness to guide us. When we do this, we open to greater success, a greater success than you've ever imagined in your life. Why? Because not only is with God all things are possible, with God, and you are with God, whether you know it or not, you can at any moment change your mind and change your life, as we talked about in the beginning. The truth of your being unfolding. What a great thing it is to wake up and realize that there is a power for good right where you are, a power of positive purpose. And remember, if you have a goal in your life, ask yourself, what is my purpose for achieving this goal? Become one with the purpose, act like the purpose, give from the purpose, receive from the purpose. The goal will take care of itself. There's a story of a woman who bought her husband a parrot, and she told her friend, he said, the wife said that This parrot is so smart that my husband's already taught him how to pronounce over 200 words. It's great. The friend said, wow, that's pretty impressive. But you have to realize that they are just words. He really doesn't understand what they mean. And the wife just laughed and said, well, that's okay, neither does the parrot. Well, the point made here is the fact that just knowing a bunch of words does not mean you know what they mean or act like you know them. Just, you know, memorized words and saying things over and over and over again is not going to change anything, except a good way to kill some time if you have some time to sit around and say a bunch of words over and over and over. It's when you become the word. I let the word of my heart and the dedication of my mind manifest as the beauty of my experience. You see, there's a remarkable truth about you, my friends, you may not even have even tapped into yet, and that is that consciousness is waiting, willing, and able to become anything you let it become, and wherever your consciousness goes, your world follows. So what are we doing when we do this? We are learning how to trust the invisible. So I'll ask you a question this morning. Have you learned how to trust the invisible? John 20:29, blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. What is that? Isn't that trusting in the invisible? It was even Esser who said, you can't do anything about the length of your life, but you can do something about its width and depth. I love what Eckhart Tolle said when he pointed out that if you were conscious, that is to say, totally present in the now, all negativity would dissolve almost instantly. It could not survive in your presence. Think about it. What if you had the consciousness today to say all the negativity in my world is now free to dissolve? Why? Because it cannot survive my presence. We find this same idea in the Upanishads where it points out, if the mind dwells within the Supreme Self in connection to the One within, one enjoys unending happiness. When one dwells in separation, happiness is a fleeting feather. My dear friends, if happiness tends to look like it is evading you or is dissolving itself in relationship to your presence, understand that you have the ability to be happiness in action. You see, the challenge is to wake up and recognize that the wrong way to go in life is waiting for everything to get better so you can feel better. The challenge is to feel better so it will get better. How do we do this? Shakespeare understood it. William Shakespeare said in Henry V, Act 5, Scene 2, this day shall courage and change all grief and quarrels into love. This day shall change all grief and quarrels into love. Isn't that beautiful? Can you affirm this for you as your today experience, as your now experience? This is the day the Lord has made, and all that it has made is good. This day is good. This day is love in action. I know this because I know I am love in action, and no matter where I go, the negative cannot survive. You see, not one bit of power, not one bit of creativity and intelligence is wasted when you use less of it than you can use. You're not wasting it. You're just using less of it, therefore having a limited experience by right of consciousness. And by right of consciousness, you can change that experience by enhancing your consciousness and enhancing your life. All the power, joy, opportunity that is, what's a good word for it? Ordained within you. You are ordained to banish all of the nonsense of yesterday and allow yourself in this moment to know and know you know that anything and everything you need to change anything in your consciousness and your world for the better, it is at hand. Reality and all that it encompasses can know an eternal now. And if you allow yourself to recognize an eternal now, you recognize it's never too late to change your mind and change your life. The God within you, the power within you, says yes to your decision. Decide today to decide. I think I shared on one of these programs that when I had the radio program on a while back, I met a Protestant minister who said, "I love everything you teach except one thing." He said, "You people in the New Thought believe that you have choice." And I said, "Yes, we do." And he pointed out that he didn't believe that. He didn't believe that we have choice. And I, of course, said, "That is your choice." Today, my friends, are you choosing to choose the beautiful, or are you choosing not to choose and let the world choose for you? Let yesterday choose for you. Let limited self-definition choose for you. You are greater than you think you are. Reality, again, coming from truth through truth to truth, understands very clearly that you encompass an eternal now, that all the possibilities of your life are ready, willing, and able to become anything and everything you allow yourself to realize when today. This day is good. It's good because I'm part of it. How's that for an affirmation for you today? Today is good. I know it is because I'm part of it. So let it be, my friends, a day of infinite law unfolding, used rightly in your heart and mind, and allow new ideas to take seed of all the good planting, all the good joy and celebration and expectation. Let your mind operate the way it needs to operate, because you see, my friends, your mind is the creative soil of your experience, and it brings forth an abundant harvest of greater good when you plant those seeds. In 2 Corinthians 6:2, it says, "Now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." My friends, the only thing you have to be saved from is your own nonsense. The only thing you have to be saved from is blaming your life on some deity up in the sky that you think is punishing you. Because there's nothing in the universe that wants you to have a bad day today. There's nothing in the universe that wants you to be sick or alone or afraid or broke. Now's the accepted time. To do what? To wake up and live. From truth, through truth, to truth. I live this day expectantly. I live it in anticipation of the demonstration of my greater good. Say that to yourself. Think about it as you say it. I live this day expectantly. I live in the anticipation of the demonstration of my highest good. Now, why is this possible as you and everyone, anyone who chooses to do it, the power says yes, it's possible because all the power of the law of the infinite is in and as you, in you. It knows what to do and how to do it if you let go and let it do it. The mind in you, the mind in me, the mind in everyone, everywhere, is some part of that mind that imaged all the planets into being, that imaged all life into being. It imaged you and me into being, and it only had itself to make us out of.
Thank you for joining us for The Power of Positive Purpose. This radio program is based on Dr. J. Scott Neal's book by the same title. If you would like a free excerpt, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org/the book. We appreciate you listening and invite you to tune in every Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. right here on KEST 1450 a.m. And now, back to The Power of Positive Purpose with Dr. J. Scott Neal.
Use your mind today to begin to envision new experiences, healthy, happy experiences. Don't hang out with little-minded people or little-minded ideas. Allow yourself the beauty of celebrating yourself. Use your mind today in a positive and healthier way. Be the positive purpose of infinite intelligence in action, and know that infinite creativity brings anything into view you need to see in a clear way. Live today in a conscious union with infinite love and infinite power, and you will celebrate this day. So, what do we have the opportunity to do? We have the opportunity today to accept right action with the faith of God and know that it will be done for you or me or anyone, anywhere, how, as we believe. And if we give thanks before the world ever sees it and think as if it is so, what happens? It begins to unfold as good or better than anything we could ever imagine. Dr. Ernest Holmes says on page 531 of the Science of Mind textbook, "I declare this day to be complete, perfect, and eternal." Listen to it again. "I declare this day to be complete, perfect, and eternal." What a great thing it is to know and know you know. Walt Whitman, one of the great and best poets who ever lived, said, "The divine am I inside and out." He must have known something that Troward and Aristotle and Lao Tse and Siddhartha Gautama the Buddha and anyone else who allowed themselves to go higher than earth definition of God and began to see that the one life of God is easy to understand when you let your eye be single and not think from duality about oneness, but think from oneness and understand duality. Walt Whitman knew that the heavenly stuff that we're all made out of is one God, one breath in life, as life, in all, as all, and it has charged us with its Holy Spirit to become anything we let it become. It's like we've been given all the power of the universe and then left alone to discover it, find out what to do with it, and apply it. Someone said once about the Science Mind textbook, it's absolutely wonderful because, you know, Dr. Holmes said once that, said the textbook is just theory, the proof of it is what you do with it. Someone also pointed out that the Science Mind textbook is so valuable to everyone because it's as if we arrived here with all the power there is, but we didn't arrive with a how to use it book. Maybe that's what the Science of Mind textbook is, because Dr. Holmes did something with that wonderful book, and that is he explored all the religions of the age, all the truth of every age, all the great thinkers, and he figured out how to take their wisdom and apply it in today's language and move it from an intellectual exercise to an application. One of my teachers said once when I was trying to get the universe to change its mind about me, he kind of laughed and said, "You know, Jay," he said, "inspiration without application is hallucination." Thank you, Dr. Craig Carter. It woke me up. You see, my friends, all your dreams are waiting for you to come true, and the dreams you have in your heart and mind will come true as soon as you wake up. How about waking up to your divine destiny? How about waking up to the realization that you are a divine being? You are made of heavenly stuff, as Shakespeare says. To deny divinity within your own heart and mind, I believe, is to denounce God, because there is no other power that made us. We're told to not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, which means, again, never say I am and put something negative after it. What then is this thing that made us out of itself? Whose offspring? What are we the offspring of? How about love? That's what Jesus said it was. We are indeed the individualization of the one life that has never happened before. And as we spring into this awareness, we spring into our day from love, through love, to love. Gratefully today, my friends, you can give thanks. You can give thanks for the awareness that you have within you unlimited possibility. The Spirit of God looking out of your eyes sees the beautiful, sees answers, discovers how it can enhance the world in which we live. You are the offspring of the universe. You are the child of the universe. You are fashioned in its nature, we are told, the image and likeness of. The law of infinite intelligence is one, and it's everywhere. We cannot change the law, but we can change our use of the law. This substance that is everything we are and becomes everything we let ourselves be is the essence of the infinite, and it springs forth in the form of a leaf, a tree, a flower, a seagull, a child, a love. The recognition that God is everywhere at once, the God in me, the spirit within me now greets the spirit in all life, and I move through this day new in the now. I let God's mind and grace express in me as me, and I know that I am worthy of its divine heritage. Dr. Holmes affirms, I allow myself to dip deeply into my divine nature. Are you digging deeply today? Are you digging into the awareness that you are free? Are you seeing your world as infinite spirit sees it, as possibility sees it, as success sees it? Right now you have the opportunity. First, knowing that today is new, that yesterday will not reappear unless you insist on it. And as you see yourself as success sees, and let it look out of your eyes, think your thought, you begin to realize how worthy you are. You begin to realize that you deserve the best because you are the best, and so is everyone else. There's a promise in you waiting to come forth. It is called the kingdom of the infinite, the kingdom of God. And if we allow it to manifest on earth, we begin to move in a greater and greater way. A greater and greater way, onward, higher, upward, higher, higher. Think about it. Is the direction of your thinking higher today? The infinite put its worth in you as you when it made you out of itself. The infinite and its promise is waiting to come forth as the essence of you. Out of life itself, it formed you. Out of life itself, it fashioned you and fitted you to live for all eternity. But my dear friends, today is your moment in eternity you are responsible for. Affirm today, I let my awareness of the truth of myself shine from my face, from my radiant face, with the spirit of love in me as me looking out of my eyes. I greet my world from love, through love, to love. If anybody listening this morning feels that you're trapped in any kind of negative situation, know that you can have the experience of being chained by illness, lack, sorrow, grief, unhappiness, depression. Shakespeare wrote, nor stony tower, no walls of beaten brass, nor airless dungeons, no strong leaks of iron, can be retentive to the strength of spirit, nor can any circumstance. My friends, I don't care what your circumstance is. It's waiting to change for the better if you let it happen. And if it's wonderful, let it get better. Why not go ahead and be the truth of yourself? You see, this power, your word in action, and your life is your word in action, works through law. It is the creative power within you. It knows again what to do and how to do it. And if you thank yourself for letting yourself know this, what happens? You are free. You are free in the now and you know it. Nothing can withstand your spiritual power. Why? Because the spirit of infinite intelligence, infinite love within you is the law of your being. The power is infinite. So speak your word from love, through love, to love today, my friends. Claim the cancellation of captivity. Just affirm I'm no longer captive of any nonsense in my thinking or my life. Right here, right now, I praise the infinite. I praise God by means of my own celebration of self and my world. Now is the day and I am glad and rejoice in it. I believe and I know that my faith is accomplished. I know it's accomplished. My friends know it's accomplished today. And let the power of positive purpose be your wonderful way. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, thanking you for sharing this time with me this morning, inviting you to join with us every Sunday morning at 9:30 and 11:30, every Wednesday evening at 7:30. Our address is 40155 Blakeow Road in Fremont, California. Come down the Nimitz Freeway to Stevenson in Fremont. Go toward the Hills 3 blocks. You'll be at Blakeow and Stevenson. Take a right and you'll be in our parking lot.
We are right behind the Arco station.
We would love to see you. And if you come see us, say hello to me and let me know that you heard about it on the radio. Thank you for sharing this time with me this morning. And let the power of positive purpose again be your wonderful way.
Tonight, Wednesday, June 24th at 7:30 p.m., join us for a special event known as Peace Night. Our topic this evening is Children as Teachers of Peace, which will include a powerful peace meditation. For more information, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org. And again, if you would like to receive a free excerpt of Dr. J. Scott Neal's book, The Power of Positive Purpose, log on to www.csl-fremont.org/the book. And of course, you can catch Dr. J. right here every Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. on KEST Radio, 1450 AM.